Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago's Loop. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Erla, and I live in Phoenix.
Erla, that's a lovely name. I haven't heard that name before.
Well, I was supposed to be a boy, and I wasn't.
Oh. So they were planning on Earl.
Yes. My father's name was Earl, and I was going to be Earl Lyman Holden Jr., and I'm glad I'm not.
Yeah, I guess so.
Aren't you glad your dad's name wasn't Howard?
Absolutely.
Now, Howarda.
You hear stories like that. But and I have to wonder, you know, you meet your Erlas or your Eduardas or that sort of thing. And no offense against your parents, but how hard is it to think of two names?
I know.
I mean, really, it's not like there are a lot of options that are going to emerge. It's one of two. I mean, I had a friend of mine who had a girl daughter. He said, a girl, man. He said, that's the last thing we expected. And I'm like, what were the other options? You could have expected a boy. You could have expected a six-pack of hot dogs. You could have expected... I mean, what? So, I mean, were your parents just not imaginative people, or...?
They were not getting along too well about the time I was born.
I see. Well, I'm sorry.
And so they gave me his name. But I'm glad now.
Yeah.
Because I have joined the legion of one-name people, like Madonna.
Oh. Right. You're the only Erla anybody knows.
That's right. I don't very often use my last name.
What, and think of the time you save.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, welcome to the show, Erla.
Thank you.
Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am absolutely ready.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
Lack of honor our system defies. They drink coffee that someone else buys. But if they think we look... then they won't be a crook. So we'll put up a picture with...
a picture with... I have no idea.
Well, there are some rhymes with defies and buys. But if they think we look...
is it someone who lies?
No. We'll put up a picture with...
it's
a picture that shows...
It's a body part, but not thighs.
Well, the options are endless. Spies?
No, I'll give it to you. It's eyes, a picture with eyes, you see. See, so let's say your office has one of those honor boxes where people are supposed to put in their money for coffee or pastries. How do you keep them from cheating? According to a British study, you make them feel watched by putting up a poster with a face that looks at them. According to the study, when office workers were confronted by posters with eyes, even that one we presume with a cat hanging from the branch, hang in there...
That cat's eyes always follow
it's
you,
true.
By the way.
People were more honest. Scientists hope that someday we might be putting up posters with eyes in places with honesty issues, like unmanned toll booths or any place any man talks to his wife about anything.
So just at a bank, maybe someday they won't even have tellers. They'll just have a pair of eyes there and a big back to get a cash.
Exactly.
Take what's yours, leave what's not.
It could work. All right, very good, Erla. And I'm getting used to that. Erla. Very good, Erla. Here is your next limerick.
On clay or grass, you're not a menace. You hold court, sure, in Milan or Venice. Hey, Miss Sex Kitten Nova, it's time to move over. Button up, girl, and go play some...
tennis.
Right, very good. Over the last few years, there's been a gradual relaxing of dress codes at Wimbledon, and perhaps not coincidentally, players like Maria Sharapova and Anna Kournikova became international stars. Realizing that people were enjoying themselves too much, which is just not the British way, the authorities at Wimbledon have now banned sexy or revealing outfits for the ladies. However, if it happens to be your thing, you can still go and listen to the women grunt. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
The uterus says, well, okay. Another boy is coming your way. Since it's XY again, I'll make sure he loves men. for a change, I'll just make this one
gay.
Yes, very good. What makes men gay? Domineering mothers? Stephen Sondheim musicals? It might be, according to the latest research, their brothers. Researchers at Brock University in Canada interviewed almost 1,000 people and discovered that those with older brothers were almost twice as likely to be gay. They believe that this has to do with how carrying prior male children affects the chemistry of the uterus, you say. Carl, how did Erla do in our quiz?
Erla did well enough, Peter. 2 correct answers. Erla, you win our prize.
Wonderful.
Well done, Erla.